65-year-old Pat Hardy of Fort Worth is campaigning on her 30 years of education experience as a social studies teacher and a curriculum strategist. She says she's been involved in education reform ever since campaigning for no pass, no play legislation in the 80s that required athletes to pass their classes before suiting up.
I know a lot about education policy. I know all the players in education.
I have the expertise, the knowledge, and the desire to do the job.
Hardy had 49% of the vote in the primary and nearly won the Republican nomination outright. She says a top priority, if reelected, would be the smooth implementation of a program requiring eighth graders to choose a subject area where they'll concentrate their studies. Hardy believes more school counselors are needed to help students make the right choices.
We just simply don't have enough counselors to do that job. And so do they do a few people well, or do they do all of them not a good job?
Hardy's 31-year-old opponent, Eric Maroom, is an operations manager at a concessions company and the father of two daughters, one of whom is homeschooled. He says his business background is needed.
So we need somebody who can really budget, have budget experience and money experience to deal with the permanent school fund. We need somebody that's going to protect it and build on it and work closely with the Land Commission's office in order to do that.
At a recent Republican forum, Maroom said he favors allowing schools to arm educators so they can be the first line of defense in the event of school violence. Maroom also stresses his Roman Catholic faith and believes schools should be able to display the Ten Commandments.
I'm for that, realizing that not every child is going to have a Christian background, I should say, but our country as a whole, we stem from the Judeo-Christian values.
Dan Quinn of the Texas Freedom Network says this election comes as the State Board of Education prepares to adopt standards that will determine how much students are taught about contraception and whether it's included in textbooks.
Right now, the standards require that students learn about condoms and other forms of birth control, but the health textbooks that are in classrooms right now are almost entirely abstinence-only, not a shred of information about condoms or contraception, and that's alarming in a state with one of the highest teen birth rates in the nation.
Maroom, who fathered a child at 16, tells KERA he opposes teaching about contraception. He says the topic should be handled at home. Hardy says knowledge is power. She says contraception should be taught, with local districts deciding how that should be done. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.